Good morning, and we welcome back to the Daily Pod, Ann Wilson. She is the Executive Director of the Batesville Community Education Foundation. Good morning to you, Ann.
Good morning, Tom. Thanks for having me.
Well, it's great to have you on the program this morning, and something that we talked about recently in the news and also on our website, WRBIRadio.com, was the Batesville Primary School Outdoor Learning Complex. And for those who may not be familiar, Ann, can you kind of detail exactly what this is and things of that nature?
Sure. So last summer, when we were thinking about what big project we wanted to engage in at the school corporation, we had originally thought about building a science, technology, engineering, and math lab at the primary school. But in speaking with their principal, the problem was he was out of classroom space inside. So we are not deterred easily. So one of my board members, Jama Linkle Cleghorn, had seen some information online about outdoor learning spaces. And so we started to think about it and said, well, what if we did that? And so we approached the school corporation and said, would you be supportive of that if we would raise the money? And they were. And we went over there and we looked at an outdoor space on the west side of the building. So this is a green space on the west side of the primary school building. So it faces the high school. And went over and toured it and decided that it would be a perfect space to do it. And so we decided that would be the project, spoke with some outdoor architectural advisors about what to include there, and ended up settling on a project goal to build not only an outdoor shelter classroom, but some additional outdoor learning spaces, some additional patios. And so last fall, we had a big annual campaign. I spent a lot of time writing grant applications to private foundations. As the supporting nonprofit to the school corporation, because they already qualify for a lot of state and federal grants, we really, as the education foundation, don't qualify for many of those. So I wrote a lot of grant applications to private foundations, and I'm pleased to say that it was very, very successful. We raised $170,000 in private foundation grants, and then another $50,000 from the community. And so since last fall, we've been actively involved in looking at outdoor furnishing vendors, trying to decide what our outdoor classroom would look like, and have just made a lot of visible progress in the last couple of months. Over spring break, all of the concrete for the different areas was poured. We have engaged with Oak Roots, which is a small company that will be building our outdoor pergola, and we have placed a quite sizable order for outdoor furnishings, which should be coming in probably this summer. So that's where we stand right now.
All right. And then as far as some other amenities, I understand that they have a couple of Batesville High School art teachers are involved in this as far as getting some educational artwork pieces involved.
Yeah, so we want the space to be really engaging. So we kind of stepped back and said, you know, if we're a small student, a pre-K student through a grade two student, like, how can we make this engaging? So one of the things we did with Amberger Concrete is we have colored concrete out there. So it's not going to be just a plain space. With the outdoor pergola, it's going to have a poly roof on it that's going to block UV rays but still make it outdoor worthy, open air. And then we started to think, what kind of extra things can we add? And that's when we decided that we would approach the BHS art teachers. How could we engage artwork out there? And so I just had a meeting with them recently. One of the things we're going to do is our idea is to kind of do a new illustrated Batesville map. I know a lot of people remember those illustrated maps of Batesville. This is going to be like preschool worthy. So we met and thought about what are the landmarks in town that we would want our small students to know, what kind of other amenities in the community that we would like to know. And then we're also going to be honoring the Hillenbrand Family Foundations, who donated quite a sizable amount of money toward this project. And we're going to have portraits of the Hillenbrand family there. So the students also understand that this was a community-wide effort, that the Hillenbrand family, along with all of our other private donors, have made this possible. And then we'll have some other artwork out there, some like primary colors, numbers, and then also plan a geography section that will have the world and then the United States and then the Indiana map with Batesville located on it. So all of these things are created in mind for the small student? Like, how can we bring these community-wide engagement efforts down to their level and make it colorful? The other thing is, we're going to be meeting with Kids Discovery Factory to get some input on how do we integrate STEM, so the science, technology, engineering, and math activities out there. We haven't quite decided what they look like, but we really want to bring some kind of like large-scale STEM activities outside for the students to get them actively learning outside. So it's going to be a very engaging environment there. We really, as far as we know, no one else in the state has sort of taken on something of this magnitude. Other school corporations might have an outdoor classroom, but nothing like this. There are going to be three or four different learning areas out there all in one location.
And another thing that another feature of it is they pull down the outdoor movie screen.
Yeah, so that was sort of an extra that we had thrown into our plans. But right now, we really, as I said before, my committee spent a lot of time looking through. We met with several furniture vendors. Like, we wanted to get the most bang for our buck. And so we've been trying to work with local vendors, things to try to keep our costs down. And so as it stands today, it looks like we will have money for the movie screen. Haven't really quite figured out what that looks like yet. I'm looking at a pull-down screen that would then be mounted to the side of the pergola and then buying a movie projector. When we talked to the primary school, one of the things that they said is ever since the pandemic, they really missed having their family movie nights with families. And we thought, wow, what a great idea to be able to do an outdoor movie night. And so that's our plan. Again, we're still kind of in the initial phases of that we would be able to provide that for them. And then there's enough green space in there, seating, people could bring blankets, and they could have a chance for their families to come together. We're pretty excited about that being able to be a possibility, because at first we really didn't think we'd have the money.
And then as far as the BPS Outdoor Learning Complex, what is your target date, if any?
Well, so cross your fingers. Our plan is that it's ready to go by the fall. We hit some really good weather during spring break, did all that concrete poured. The wood for our pergola classroom has been ordered, and the plans are that that will still be built probably sometime in late May. A lot is dependent on when the furniture comes in. These outdoor spaces, any of these flexible seating things, usually have months lead time, which is why we place the order now. But we're confident that that will come in this summer. It all needs to be installed. The thing that's really going to kind of be the hinge of when we can open it is we're waiting for fencing, because, of course, we're dealing with young students. It's near a parking lot. Since the high school has a lot of their construction going on now, and that will have fencing, we're kind of working with the school corporation to say, hey, if you have leftover fencing, like, we'd love to have it, right? And so once that fencing is installed, then we're good to go. But the plan would be either like during the open houses in for the primary school in the fall, or we hope to have a big community-wide event. All of our donors, I want to make sure that everybody understands this, I don't care if you gave $5 or $5,000, we will have some sort of signage identifying all of our donors, because this was really a community effort. And so we're kind of working on that, some sort of artistic piece for that. So once all the big pieces are in place, then we'll have some sort of special event to sort of celebrate the community coming together to make this a possibility.
All right. And then with that, we're going to go ahead and take a quick time out. We're going to continue our conversation and take a look at some other things going on at the Batesville Community Education Foundation as we continue our conversation with Executive Director Ann Wilson right after this.
Don't adjust your radio. The sound that you hear is your stomach. You're having trouble focusing. You can't recall your last meal. You're trapped in the hunger zone. The solution, Batesville To Go. Let To Go deliver a hot, fresh meal to your home or office whenever hunger strikes. To Go delivers the best food from local restaurants. Visit us online at togodelivers.com or call us at 812-727-8800. Batesville To Go. Big city convenience, small town taste.
And welcome back as we continue our chat with Ann Wilson. She is the executive director of the Batesville Community Education Foundation. And as we alluded to before the break, Ann, other projects, and there are plenty of them, including one that we also had featured on the news recently, Art on Main.
Yeah, Art on Main is one of my favorite projects. You know, I've been in this job almost 9 years, but I have an amazing board of directors that works with me. And The Art on Main project was actually started by two Batesville High School alumni, Jimmy Rowland, who owns Rowland Graphics, and Nick Maple, who owns the Simons Building at the corner of Main and George. And they came to our organization and said we really wanted to do some sort of outdoor artwork program for Batesville Community School Corporation students. And we thought it was a great idea. We do support the arts, but it's not one of our main initiatives, but we thought it would be amazing to give these kids sort of a venue to do that. So this is our fourth year of doing it. And what we do is in the fall, we start with all of the art teachers and we sort of develop a theme for the year. And then we rotate through the school building. So in the fall, first it's the primary school, and then closer to Christmas at the intermediate school. And lately, our one was the middle school. And we had a seventh grader, Billy Cox, and he designed a mural, which was chosen by my committee. The theme for this year, sort of alluding to our outdoor learning space at the primary school, is education everywhere. So that, you know, education doesn't have to take place in a classroom. It can take place outdoors. You can learn an instrument. You can learn how to cook. And so we wanted the students to think about that every day there are opportunities to learn. And Billy did a great mural, very colorful, a lot of different aspects of what he saw of how students learn. The fun thing about these projects are we always have the opportunity for the student to come down after it's installed by Rowland Graphics and have their picture taken for the community to see, usually with their principal and the art teacher. We like the project because it showcases students. Most of our money really goes to the classroom teachers and big projects, but this is a chance for the students to really shine. And I have to say, as the executive director, I love it because I get to see all the social media likes of how supportive the community is for these students. And it's great for the students to see their artwork up there for several months at a time.
All right. And then, of course, coming up will be the high school, and that'll be kept up throughout the summer.
It will. And obviously, because high school students have more skill, it helps us to have the high school one installed usually sometime in May, and then it stays up for a longer period of time. And again, we've had several students who have gone on to major in graphic design or artwork who have had their artwork chosen for our display. And so that's something that can be included in their portfolio, that their artwork was included and displayed in downtown Batesville. We just love this project. Can't say enough about it.
And as we continue our conversation with Ann Wilson, the executive director of the Batesville Community Education Foundation, and got a job fair that's coming up later in the month.
We do. We started this program probably, I think, 2018 or 2019 to sort of give back to our community sponsors. So we have 38 business sponsors this year, and they, of course, support us financially at the foundation. And we thought, how can we give them an extra connection with students, right? Our high school students are going to be their future employees. You know, how do we connect them? So we started this program. It started small. It's really grown. We start the morning with the opportunity for our business sponsors to have about 45 minutes to connect with Andy Allen, the BHS principal, and then Paul Ketchum, the school superintendent, to give their feedback about what are trends in employment that they are seeing, what kind of skills could our high school students improve on to make them better employees. So we kind of start the morning with a real casual conversation. Then we usually have about an hour to an hour and a half where high school students who are interested, you can just come into the Bulldog Center at the high school. They can meet with these businesses. They can maybe get an application. They can ask questions like, what kind of education do I need to work here? What jobs are available? And we work through the program where we provide the students with a few kind of question prompts so they don't just stand there and not know what to ask. There's a lot of skill practice there. And then this year, in concert with the school corporation starting their new Bulldog Ready community connected education system, we have obtained quite a few of our business sponsors who have agreed to stay. And every high school sophomore will be able to engage in a 5-minute mock job interview with these business professionals. That's one of the skills they're working on with sophomores, is how to interact with adults and how to talk about yourself with other people. And so it's going to be kind of a quick opportunity to do that. But I was pleased that I had enough business sponsors that they could cover it, and we can get all of the sponsors done in 1 hour, which I think is a pretty good goal.
Indeed. And that'll be Thursday, April 25th. That'll be for the students at Batesville High School, the job fair. And moving on, Ann, another thing that's really neat that you do twice a year, this time it's the spring Honor a Staff Member Sign campaign.
Yes. April is a busy month for us, if you haven't gotten that clue. So yes, twice a year we do this sign campaign. It is not primarily a money raiser for us. It's really sort of just a goodwill gesture to the staff. If we raise some money, that's an extra bonus. So what we do is just for $10 donation per staff member, then we will create a sign with their name and their school and their job title on it. And those are put in the school yards starting the week of May 6th. That's National Teacher Appreciation Week. One thing, we started the program just doing teachers. And then the more that we got into it, I realized that there are a lot of other staff members at the school corporation that deserve honor. So it's really any staff member or coach. So it could be an athletic coach, it could be an academic team coach, dance coach, whatever. But we always have bus drivers. Bus drivers are honored all the time. We have, you know, maintenance staff, we have paraprofessionals, and of course we have teachers and administrators. So the way that it works, it's all online now. So there'll be a form on our website that's BatesvilleEducationFoundation.org, and starting April 15th. And they can honor the staff member, and then if they want to, they can provide a testimonial about why they're honoring them. That part's optional. I usually pick some of these to put on social media. We don't really have the space or time to do all of them, but we pull some that we think are really, really would be well received, and we put those on social media. And then what I do as a service to all the staff is I curate a specialized document for every single staff member who's honored that lists all of the people who honored them and all the testimonials. And that's just something that I thought, if it were me, that's what I would want somebody to do for me. And so once all the donations have been received, then I send those to all the staff members. And so they can sort of put it in their little folder of, you know, appreciation, you know, support letters, and they get to see what people think. Because, you know, we all know that working in a school is difficult. You know, it just really is. And so I think that it gives us a chance twice a year to say thank you to these staff members and give them a little boost. We like to do it now because it's like we're on the home stretch. We're almost to the end of the school year. Like, now's the chance to say thank you. And I just also really enjoy this program because I like to drive past the school buildings and see all the signs. It gives a chance for people that are not actively involved in the school corporation. If you don't have a child or a grandchild, if you're not involved in the school at all, it gives the community a chance to see, wow, look at the good things going on at the Batesville Community School Corporation.
Indeed. So again, your website, Ann?
It's BatesvilleEducationFoundation.org.
All right. And you can do the nominations through that?
Online. Yes. Mm-hmm. Starting. So the form will be hosted on April 15th. It says April 15th, and then it closes April 25th because we have to have time to make the signs before the May deadline.
All right. Very good. So with that, Ann Wilson, Executive Director of the Batesville Community Education Foundation, we appreciate your time this morning. Thank you for coming in. Stay well, and hopefully we can catch up once again down the road.
Thanks so much for having me, Tom.